Joy of Rabbi Aaron Nelson and Wilma.
Without a thing, and it's accepted to be shipped. 15 people sat at a table with Rashida. other side. And Goffrin on the other side. Like a few explaining that doing this through the learning, progressing from one step to another, that's been a kulot, which he was mamishik. So the people who sat at the table, of course everybody wanted to sit together with Rosh Hashanah at the table. It wasn't always like that, because there were some negative results. When you sat at the Rosh Hashanah's table, of course you didn't stop eating for the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah started eating, you could start. So people generally ate cool soup, not hot chunks. But what happened was, when she was open to learning, somebody gave her learning, and told her it would take 10 minutes. And in the meantime, the soup was served, the chunks was served, that's what went up. The soup sat in front of the machine, and was talking to learning the whole time. But this is what I want to bring out. What happened was, when she was looking, learning, and he's finished. And I know it's like this. I'll tell you in a minute or so, but it's something that happened to me personally. But I want to see the sat in the middle, and half of mine sat next to him, and I sat next to that person. Okay, I'll tell you that, what happened to me before I explain it to you. What happened to me was, it was this meal, Shabbos afternoon, where they served the chums. And finally, they get to the Shiva stops, answering the person who was talking and learning with them. Started eating the chums. She started talking again, and once he started talking, and once he started eating the chums, you were allowed to finish your chums. Of course, right, nobody wanted to keep an impression that he was more interested in the chums than what was going on in the learning. However, my friend that was sitting next to me had finished his portion, and the bottle shot was on the other side of the table. And he mentioned, while she was speaking, he mentioned to somebody on the other side that he should pass the shot to him. So what happened? The person, everyone on the other side, started passing the shot from one person to another, right in front of the Shiva, and she was watching. And the person gave it to the person that was sitting next to me. So what do you do? So he took the chant. And he gets it. That's what happened. Anyway, the point was that I watched the Shiva showing my windows. Speaking the learning, finished the learning, sat back, looked at his plate, and he started to eat. The feeling that I get, that when she was eating, his eating, it was like in front of a tie. It was all mechanical. It wasn't eating like we're used to eating. You look at it, it looks good. You eat. And it was good. Exactly, that's the impression I got. But she was eating. I also got an impression that she was eating with such a needle cut. Much needle cut. Do I mean that etiquette? Perfect etiquette, they use the same mistake. But it's completely different. I can't give a better description. That's what I'm saying. I don't think I should be mired too much. Once we got a look. opinion. The Rosh Yeshiva made this yeshiva.
Darkness. That's a ridiculous.
degree of knowledge that you have to know the difference between the verb Teiro and the Cheshach of that Teiro of Eid Mazel and Magashi. And that degree of Or, right, is what you have to see, just like we understand the difference between light and dark. So I'm thinking, give a motion. I'm walking in the streets, and I come across a beautiful sky, beautiful flowers, beautiful scenery, down the street. I meet somebody along the way, and I start describing the whole beauty that I'm spoiled for. He happens to be blind. So I tell him, I wish I could make you see this beauty. So I'm thinking, maybe that's what the Rashi was trying to do. He was trying to see, to try to tell us to see. I wish I could see the beauty of this trailer. I'm convinced that was so. Maybe I should describe to you a few other instances, experiences that I had with Rashi. There was a time that we decided to have a rotation system for a while. She ran it over New York, went to New York every week, spent a couple of days in New York, and then she'd come back on Thursday, go back on Monday, and go back and forth. There was a time we used to go by bus. For a while, it was not she decided that we have to buy a car. So they provided a car. Just to give you why I'm doing this, because I remember Shiva used to say over my sex sometime. Fabian, besides speaking in learning, used to tell over my sex sometime. Shiva was extremely particular about seeing the mice in Mamish in a perfect sense without any flaw. I remember once speaking with another girl, relative of his, and the relative was speaking about the outer curious about it. And he was telling the other person, the other girl was kind of, because she was coming over, she was nice that he remembered. So she said, stop living, and that's not the way it was here, it was that even though the mice itself was not affected particularly by the change in the scenery or anything else. She was mine.
Convention. And
we did. So we finally came to Plan One Hotel, and we got a room. I figured at that time now, I'm pretty tired out from the trip. I have all the highways that you had now. I figured the rest of the room, he wanted to have the able to hear that he's going to say, public voice, and to see him on the, so I listened to the shiur. And, okay, then he went to the convention, said of the shiur, spoke over there, came back, and we started out. Imagine it was 11 o'clock at night, drive back to the lake. We're on room 17, the old 17, and had to go out. Okay. So I did my best to go out of the car, open the trunk, take out the spare tire. Nobody had to get cold in the middle of the road. There was no broken, no car inside at all. So I started, got the jack, picked up the car, the machine comes out, one out. So I said, I think I did it myself. I the machine comes out. So, anyway, he was watching me while I was changing the tire. The other tire in the trunk, close the trunk, get back. This was about now 1 o'clock. We're driving back. I go into the two-way. The two-way, I think, had three. I think we did two lanes, or three lanes. And I wasn't trying not to exceed the speed limit too much. And I was on the left lane. And we're driving. We see on the road, on the side of the road, there was a car that was stuck. I don't know, it's in the way, driving on the left side. So she said, we have to stop. We have to help them. And it's not good. I have two reasons why I want to stop, but okay, obviously. But I'm just showing you that these care. The way the Rosh Hashanah takes the mice in the hat, nothing is kosher that we saw. Everything has a session. Everything was, if this is what happened to him, you have to feel somebody else that's inseminated. We came back about 3 o'clock in the morning, and Shiva said, naturally, he was busy the whole morning, he was badaling. They told me. That was all right. The advice was when I drove him to New York, to the office, and this was also every year, Monday mornings. He said, after this year, he went to New York, went straight to the office, and he was busy in the office. And I said, but any time there was a break in the phone calls, he was busy on the phone the whole day, washing the rubbish. He asked me to get a job to eat in the middle of the day. But right there, the whole day he was busy, the whole day. Sucking, clothes, sucking, personal, sucking for the people, the whole day was busy. And we came back to Borough Park. It was late at night. I remember maybe it was 11:30. And I was finished. She came in to the apartment right away and says, I have to make a call to Detroit because there's somebody that, something that he has to take care of. I think it was something to do with the the federation that he had arranged with Ramonim over there that to take me from the federation, not to take, I don't remember exactly, but something from there was very important. So she sat down right away, opened it more and spoke him, started to learn, and say, like an official back in the board. That's really the thing, that's like finally. make it together. And make a call, right? And I give the election, I give the call to the phone machine, which I spoke for a couple minutes, get to the call, it's ready at 12 o'clock, right back to the call. This is, she wasn't physically the most strongest person. Yeah. Yeah, this is what I'm saying, so this is what gave me the energy to